This is the Happen to Your Career podcast with Scott Anthony Barlow.
We help you stop doing work that doesn't fit you, figure out what does, and make it happen.
We help you define the work that's unapologetically you, and then go get it.
If you're ready to make a change, keep listening.
Here's Scott.
Here's Scott.
Here's Scott.
Hey, it's Scott. And in light of these, what I'm going to call uncertain times, we've been getting a huge flood of questions and concerns. And these are questions like, you know, how should I adjust my career change in some of these current times? Or questions like, hey, what are the opportunities with, you know, these times right now? And many, many things in between. So we're doing something a little bit different than we ever have before. In light of different times, every single day for about 7 days, we are sharing one of those questions that we've been getting again and again, and the answer to those questions. You can find it right here in your podcast feed. And five of those episodes are going to be super short, just answering those specific questions. And then two of those episodes are going to be replays of our training sessions where people are attending live. Which, by the way, you can come too if you'd like. Just go ahead and email me, scott@happentoyourcareer.com, and put, I want to attend the webinar in the subject line. And we'll connect you up with the easiest way to get you registered so you can come attend and ask your questions live or be able to see what everybody else is asking and benefit from that too as a training. One of the most common questions that we're getting right now is some variation of, should I wait because we're in a what many could consider to be a down market, or companies are, you know, tightening their belts, or it's uncertain, or some people even have asked, hey, it feels like these are risky times to make a career change, whether it's small or large. Okay, so we're getting those types of questions again and again and again. And what I find is the answer is the same. So I want to share with you something to think about and how I look about this, and how when we're coaching someone behind the scenes, what we're asking of them as well. Is making a career change something that's really important to you? And if it is, then by all means, do not wait. There's going to be many, many people over the next few months that are essentially sitting back and waiting to see what happens. And if this is something that is important to you, making a career change to work that fits you and finding a company or opportunity or organization that really fits your values, what you need in terms of not just work, but also life, you know, it has the right relationships, you're around the right people, it sets up the right environment, financially, it's in the right situation that meets with your other goals, all of these pieces and more. If that's important to you, why would you stop now? And what I've found is that there's typically not a great reason to stop. For anything that is an extremely high priority in your life, there really is no reason to slow down. Plus, on top of that, right now is one of the very best opportunities to do so. Well, you can see which organizations are growing like crazy through this, much more visibly than it's ever been before. And at the same time, you can take advantage of the fact that very few other people are making moves right now. And that creates less competition. It creates a lot of opportunity for you. Here's the last thing I would encourage you to think about. If you play the averages, you're going to get what's average. Here's what I mean by that. If you are saying, well, you know, 50% of companies out there are tightening their belt, or they're in a hiring freeze, or they're not actively hiring, or they have restrictions on them, or anything like that, then, and you're doing what everyone else is doing, then you're going to get the same results that everybody else is getting, which is essentially sitting back and waiting to get nothing at all. And if you've listened to the podcast for more than 17 seconds, you know that I have a totally different outlook on this, and instead would encourage you to say, well, What are the small amount of people that are going to come out of this, out of this situation, out of these times, in a much better spot than what they entered in? And those are the people that are actively looking for those opportunities. Those are the people that are actively evolving how they are pursuing, how they're pursuing roles in companies. And by the way, one of the things to consider is that being able to build your skill set around building relationships in a digital format is going to be more important than it ever was before. That's something that we've taught to many of our students and clients over the years. However, it is now more critical than it ever has been before. So on that note, I would encourage you to, if this is a priority for you, then not to stop and instead double down, because you know, every hour that you spend right now is going to put you much, much further ahead than if you waited. It's going to be much harder to recover 3, 4, or 5 months from now if you are waiting it out, because that's where everybody else is going to get tired of waiting. And then they're going to flood organizations with their attempts to make a career change or make a shift or make a job change, whatever. So don't wait. Instead, just ask yourself the question, is this really a priority for me? If it is, keep going and double down your efforts. If it's not, call it what it is. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with it if it's not a priority for you too right now. But act on your priorities. And if we can help in any way, don't hesitate to let us know. Hey, we'll be answering questions just like these all week long. And to make sure that you can see them all, go back in your podcast feed or make sure that you tune in tomorrow so that you can get the very next one answered. Also, we'll be replaying the trainings that we're doing. But if you want to attend live and be able to ask a question to get answered on the live training, just send me an email, scott@happentoyourcareer.com. And put, I want to attend the training. We'll send you all the details. And you can also, if you've got a particular question you want answered, just include that in the email too. scott@happentoyourcareer.com. All right. See you tomorrow. Adios. I'm out.